The worst they'd done was to make me look at the plate of cookies on Prentice's desk for an hour and a half before relenting and letting me have one. "I was angry at you at first," Trampas said. "But then I realized reluctantly that I might have done the same thing in your place. The first week you were back, I didn't sleep much. I can tell you, I'd lie on my bed there in Damley, expecting them to come for me at any minute. You know what they'd do if they found out it was me, don't you?" I told him I did not. He said that he'd be flogged by Gasky, Finley's second, and then sent raw backed into the wastes, either to die in the Discordia or to find service in the castle of the Red King. But such a trip would not be easy. Southeast of Fedequin may also contract such things as the eating sickness, probably cancer, but a kind that's very fast, very painful, and very nasty, or what they just call the crazy. The children of Roderick commonly suffer from both these problems and others as well. The minor skin diseases of Thunderclap, the eczema, pimples, and rashes, are apparently only the beginning of one's problems in Endworld. But for an exile, service in the court of the Crimson King would be the only hope. Certainly a cantoy such as Trampas couldn't go to the Colossus. They're closer, granted, and there's genuine sunshine there, but you can imagine what would happen to low men or the Taheen in the Ark of the Colossus. Roland's Tet can imagine that very well. "Don't make too much of it," I said. "As that new fella Dinky might say, I don't put my business on the street. It's really as simple as that. There's no chivalry involved.